Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning from San Francisco and Oakland. This is Parents, Kids, Music on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Ian Eisberg, joined along with Jay Logan. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Ian. How are you doing today?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day to talk about parents, kids, and music here out here in the Bay Area.
It's wonderful where we are in San Francisco. This is beautiful that you're out here, so this is going to be a great show today.
Absolutely. As we're here together and exciting as I'm based in New York, and this is our second show. As for those who missed our first show, here at Parents Kids Music, we talk about the relationships that parents have with their kids of all ages concerning music. There's many people who grow up and have similar musical taste to their as their children, and they and the relationships that they have. And there's also children who just have different tastes and just different interests that clash with parents. And what we do is we're here to talk about everything in every area and really about how to create stronger relationships with your family, whether you're a parent or you have parents. And we're here to talk about music.
Right. This is good today because today is the day we're going to talk about kids and the relationships that they have with their parents as they're growing up. And,
it's
very important.
Absolutely, and also with a focus on technology. Like Jay, like when you grew up, how did you listen to music? Where did it come from? Was it from the radio? What kind of recorded media did you listen to growing up?
Well, you know, it started with the 45s, singles, and my parents would go to the store, and they'll pick out their music, and then if I was a good kid that week, I would be able to pick out a 45, like the Jackson 5, for instance. I could pick out I Want You Back, and it was good music. So it was based on my education. If I did good in school, then my treat was I get to go to the record store and have an experience. And I watched my parents go through the racks of records, and I wanted the Jackson 5 or Donny Osmond or things like that. And that's what I did when I was a kid. So it's kind of rewarding because as long as I learned my rudiments and basic ABCs, I was able to experience going to the record store. And that's something that, you know, we don't do anymore as much, you know. Everything is downloadable. But, you know, we do need those venues to go and have an experience. And that's pretty much how I got my music when I was growing up. And so I encourage parents to take their kids to the record venues, whether it's Target or Walmart or whatever, whatever store you like, because the kids really enjoy looking at the pictures and listening to the music samples. So that's what I did.
So basically, if you knew your ABCs, you could get the 45 for ABC by the Jackson 5.
That's the point Ian, I was trying to make.
I kind of figured that. That's amazing. And then you go into the technology of today. I know you have your daughters. How do they listen to their music?
Well, it's different now because we have the new technology here, the iPods, the phones, the MP3 players, and the computers. So basically, right now, what they do is they listen to things on their computers, in their iPods, and also there's peer pressure at their schools, book clubs. Book clubs are places where the songs and CDs can be self-sold, and they are able to order books online and CDs. So parents need to really pay attention to the book clubs because that's where a lot of the promo for music is being done. So yeah, book clubs, MP3 players, iPods, iBooks, iPads. And that's where we are today. So now you can really actually experience it at home. I mean, you can go through these beautiful sites online and these beautiful websites, and you can actually spend time with your kids going through their music. Like I talked about last week, music health. So it's important that parents take advantage of that time with their kids to kind of steer them in the right path to which music they should listen to.
Absolutely. It's just amazing. Like last week I was walking home from a friend's house in the city, and all of a sudden I had a song in my head. Different song I didn't have on my iPod, something I didn't own. I went directly to my iPhone. I downloaded the song. In 3 minutes, I had that. I was listening to that song. It's powerful how that stuff can go.
It's very powerful. Yeah. It's very powerful also all over the world. That's the capability of today's technology, that you can have that song immediately. If you love the song, you can get it immediately. Not only you can think about the great things that artist is doing, what the artist stands for, the artist, where the artist is performing live. You can take your child to see the artist, and it's just so great now. It's just way faster than going to get that 45 and having to get the car in and drive all the way downtown to like a Tower Records or Virgin store.
Even though those places were fun.
Yeah, those places were real fun because, you know, you get to go somewhere with your mom and your dad, you know. And that's what we're talking about, making sure your kid has that experience. And you should still go out with them and go to the shows and interact with them musically, because this is important for the growth and education of kids. It definitely helped me and my family and helped me grow up to be a better person. So parents should really take this as a serious educational tool.
Absolutely. Yep, so I know we're going to have a few guests today, and it's just very exciting just going into the parents, the kids, the music. So here's a question. Have you been to any concerts with your daughters lately?
Well, what they have at the school, this is kind of exciting. The kids had a concert.
Oh, nice.
I'm able to go. The kids at the school my daughter attends had a concert, and that was exciting because they picked up musical instruments, and some of them acted and sung. So we went to her concert, which was a great experience, because they're pretty much mimicking what we do. And since I'm a musician, she gets to come to some of my rehearsals. So it's kind of funny, Ian, seeing her up there singing and being proud, and I can imagine her saying to herself, hey, I want to be like my dad, and I'm going to do a good job. My dad is in the audience. So it was strange for me, Ian, because I'm used to being on the stage. So sitting in the audience was was kind of different watching my child. So that's the last concert I went to was her concert.
Wow. And what does she play? Does she sing? Does she play an instrument?
Right now she's learning guitar. She loves Eric Clapton, and I like him. And she's learning guitar. I'm teacher of Tears from Heaven. And we are just right now she's studying. So she's trying to play guitar and piano. And, you know, what's funny is I see now how I kind of drove my mom crazy because I would practice all the time. So here I am reading the newspaper, and then the piano starts. And I'm like, oh, Jelena, I'm kind of trying to read the newspaper. But, you know, I can't say that because, you know, I don't want to stunt her growth. But it's kind of funny now I know that how my parent interacted with me. I could imagine me playing on the piano at all times of the hour, driving my mom crazy. But it's worth it because in the end, you have a beautiful musical child, and they are enjoying all types of music. So it's just kind of funny being in the other position, you know, because I didn't know I was driving my mother crazy on the piano. You know, I didn't know that, you know. But now I do, and I know that's kind of funny.
Now that you're on the other side.
Yes, I'm on the other side, and it's a wonderful experience. But it's just different, you know, being on the other side. Absolutely. And I know one thing that just happened this past weekend was the MTV Video Music Awards. What is your take on that, and how children are very much influenced by what MTV puts on there?
It's very, very – the MTV Awards are visual, and it brings music to a visual concept. So you kind of get to see the concept of what these artists are trying to portray. So I think that's great. The MTV Music Awards is great. And my child, we watch a little of it, but I always want her to know to listen to the music. Because a lot of times what you see that the artist is portraying is not really always what the lyrics are saying. So my advice is to make sure that the parents listen to the lyrics, go through the lyrics with their child, because you can see a great thing, but the lyrics could be saying something that you might not want your child to hear. Basically, eyes are deceiving, so you must listen to the lyrics. So I say parents should actually go through the lyrics with their kids, so they make sure. Like, you could watch Eminem on the Music Awards, but that's not necessarily what the song is saying. So don't get fooled by the visual part of it. Even though it's great that they have the MTV Awards, but you also have to make sure that the lyrical content of these songs are what you would like your kid to hear, because they are learning from the lyrics. The lyrics are subliminal, and those are the things that stick with the kid when they go to school. So it's fine and dandy that we have those awards, but like I say again, make sure that the content of the lyrics, you know, because you can have a wonderful visual thing, but those lyrics could be, you know, not rated properly. So just make sure that you listen to the lyrics and don't get caught up on the visuals.
Excellent. And for everyone who's listening, we do have a guest call-in line. That number is 661-244-9800. That's 661-244-9800. I'd like to call in and share with us your own experiences of listening to music with your parents, as a kid, being rebellious, being there. I mean, Jay, is there anything, any kind of music which your parents or even your kids listened to that just, was there anything where you just didn't get along musically at any point?
Well, yes, of course. There's all type of music that you wouldn't necessarily let your kid listen to. You must pay attention to some of the urban type of music or even some of the rock music. I wouldn't listen to N.W.A., for instance. I wouldn't listen to some of the hardcore rap artists. Some of the Eminem stuff I wouldn't have my child listen to. And then, you know, some of the Judas Priest I wouldn't have my child listen to. Not at that stage. It's a time when they can hear these things because it's a free country. But some of those type of artists aren't the artists that you would necessarily have your child listen to. I think I would stay safe and I would listen to some of the great songs from the Beatles. Teach some of the songs, some of the kids some of those songs. Because those songs are pretty much safe songs, and they have a safe haven, I would say. But listening to those songs, the lyrics aren't a lot of profanity, a lot of R-rated music. And those are the songs that I would stay with, the kind of the newer type of rock pop songs. I particularly like a lot of Lady Gaga stuff, you know. But for children, you got to be careful to make sure they listen to children music. And basically that's what I have to say about that.
I think a lot of it...
Make sure you look at the back of the CD and make sure it's rated for your child. And don't let your child listen to anything. Monitor that. Very important. Very important. Your child can grow up to be a monster, and that's what you don't want.
Excellent. All right, Jay, we got our first guest, so are we ready to bring him on?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
All right. You're on the air. Hello. Is Tana here?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Yes, this is Tana. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Excellent.
Hi.
This is Ian Eisenberg and Jay Logan here on Parents Kids Music. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you. And where are you located, so our viewers know, or listeners?
I live in Tokyo, Japan, and I'm actually in the music business. And I am translator. I'm a writer for R&B music and some hip-hop as well. So listening to music is a part of my life. Mainly, I listen to music all day. And I'm a mother of 10-year-old daughter. And, well, because we live in Japan and I do speak English, but my daughter doesn't speak English, so, you know, she doesn't really understand that lyrics of the music that I've listened to. But at the same time, she does pick up some words, and she even sing along with some music that I listen to. So it's really tough sometimes. And let's see. I do listen to a lot of R&B and hip-hop, and as you can imagine, how they are not suitable for kids. So it's really a choice of parents to, you know, what kind of music you let your child listen to. But at the same time, like in my household, it's sometimes difficult. So I'm actually having my daughter have a freedom to listen to whatever she likes, only because that I want her to understand the essence of music, not all about lyrics. And that's because she doesn't understand everything that the song is talking about. But at the same time, I don't personally listen to a lot of hardcore hip-hop and hip-hop that talks about clubs or, you know, disrespecting women myself, even that I stopped working with that type of music a while ago. So that's the line that I'm drawing for my kids. But, you know, like the caller before me was talking about Lady Gaga, I let my daughter listen to Lady Gaga only because she doesn't understand that lyrics a lot of times. But, you know, for instance, the song called Telephone, the featuring Beyonce, it's really not absurd as what the music video displays. So I don't let her watch the music video, but I let her listen to the song, Telephone.
That's one.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So my situation is probably different from a lot of callers that you guys are getting. It's simply, you know, most of them are from the States, I understand. So it's really different.
Yes, Scott, now is there any music which you and your kids enjoy together?
Oh, yeah. Well, we actually listen to Alicia Keys, and she even sings along already, even though she doesn't understand what she's singing about. She sings perfectly. And that's actually the kind of music that we enjoy together. Alicia Keys, even Michael Jackson, a lot of things that, you know, the people are talking about Michael Jackson after his death, but she's actually known Michael Jackson since she was 2 or 3. She even danced to it, and
wow.
Stevie Wonder's and Danny Hathaway's and all those grace that I grew up listening to and I let her listen to. So she doesn't understand how great they are, but she is familiar with those music. And also, my daughter personally likes Jonas Brothers and Miley Cyrus and all those Disney music. and I let her listen to those freely.
Yes, so
you,
and I'm, you know, I enjoy. I'm sorry?
Not much danger there with the Disney artists.
I'm sorry, you are breaking up.
I said not much danger with the Disney artists.
How much, I'm sorry, you are really breaking up. I can't.
He said it's not much danger listening to Disney. Disney is safe.
Disney is definitely safe. And I'm actually glad that she likes that type of music. And I think for young children nowadays, it's more about visual than actual music. That's something that I kind of learned from watching my daughter, because she gets to know the music through, you know, the Disney movies and High School Musicals and Camp Rock and all those movies that she watched, and she started falling in love with the music in the movie or in the TV show.
Absolutely.
That's something that I learned.
I have a question. I was wondering, like, going with your kid, does she spend any time on the internet?
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of, does she spend any time on the internet? Because a lot of music is pumped. A lot of music is pumped through the internet.
No, I don't.
Like,
I understand. I understand what you're getting. Actually, I have told my daughter not to touch my computer, and without my presence, and because, you know, I'm a single mom, and my computer is the tool for my job. So she's known, since she remember how to say hello, that she is not allowed to touch a computer without me being there.
Okay.
So we do have YouTube, but that's for finding out the music video for Miley Cyrus, the Jonas Brothers, and maybe Beyonce. You know, pretty much child safe, children safe music, I would say.
Okay.
So I was going to say also. You don't surf the internet. You don't surf the internet. Do you surf? Do you do any downloads on your computer, or does she have a MP3 player, or she's too young, or when? What does she have to listen? What peripherals does she have to listen to music on? It's just the YouTube, or you just do it with her, just you and her.
Well, I do have a stereo. I mean, the CD player in the living room, and she plays the music, because I have almost 5,000 CD in my house because of my job. So she asked me whether she can listen to some of my CDs collection. Then if I say yes, she will listen to it in her room or in the living room. And also, I have given her iPod Shuffle, and I download myself, and I check everything that is going to her player, what to listen to.
And she's in school right now, right?
Not right now, but because right now it's 11:30 almost. At night, Friday.
Well, what I mean is, she's going to school and she gets peer pressure from the kids there. Did she ever come home and say, "Hey, mom"? Did she ever come home and say, "Hey, mom, I like this song my friend is listening to, and I want that song on my iPod show"?
Well, you know, the thing about schools here, or the kids here, I should say, especially before going to high school, most of the kids only listen to Japanese music, Japanese pop music. So I would say my daughter is probably the only one knows Beyonce is in school.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's probably totally different from the situation in the States.
Okay.
So she is the one actually, you know, told her friends about Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, Jonas Brothers, and they started to liken it. So she is the source of the information in school right now for the music, and then especially the, you know, the mother, the parents, and the kids, everybody knows that I'm in the music business, so they usually come to me.
Wow. Well, that just shows how the word gets out. Kids talk and network, and they network with music, and that's great. You're the perfect caller because you are the source. So this is great. That just shows how, Ian, this is what I was saying. Kids network at their school, and a lot of the PR is done by the kids themselves. And that's another thing parents have to be aware of. So that's good.
I mean, you know, as a parent, you really have to know what is good music. And I've been fortunate that I know what good music is, but I understand a lot of parents are just listening to what's coming out of the radio and what's coming out of YouTube or MTV. Or it's really, you know, depends on the parents, but if the source is the only one, then I feel more responsible to teach my kid and what to let my daughter listen to.
So would you say that you have a great music health in your family with your daughter, between the music health? If you had to grade your family on music health of your family and your kid from A to C, what would you give yourself? What would you give your family? If you had to grade yourself from A to C.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
My question is music health of your family. Let's say from A to C. Would you give it an A, would you give it a B, or would you give it a C?
I would give A.
Excellent. And kind of also, as you're a parent, that also means you're also a child. And what was the experience listening to music growing up, like with your family? And what did you experience as a mother?
Yeah, that was actually one of the things that I've been fortunate with. My father, unlike other Japanese fathers at the time, my father loved jazz music. So I grew up listening to Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, and all the greats of jazz. And the first song that I actually started to sing was Sarah Vaughan. So I think I've been really fortunate when it comes to music when I was little.
My father used to
take me to a jazz cafe in a Sunday afternoon, and we just hang out. And my father is drinking bourbon, but I'm having a pancake there, and that was the kind of childhood that I had.
Excellent, and you know, Jay is the son of a jazz musician. And
oh, really?
You have a lot of experiences similar, or maybe not similar, but you a lot of experiences growing up with jazz, because Jay grew up with jazz.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, jazz is a source of all kinds of music nowadays anyway. That's just the people don't realize it.
Yes,
yeah,
and you listen to jazz with all of your kids.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. I couldn't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, you kind of said, do you listen to any jazz with your kids? Do they have any interest at all? your daughter?
My father?
Daughter.
Yeah.
Does your daughter have any
interest
in jazz?
Well, no, actually, no. Not actually about jazz. She doesn't really show interest in instrumental music, I would say. So when, if I'm listening to Sarah Vaughan, she wouldn't mind. But she would mind if I were listening to Miles Davis.
Does your kid play any instrument, or does he want to play an instrument? Or have you introduced him to any instrument?
Yes. Actually, I mean, I don't play any instrument myself, but my daughter was inspired by Miley Cyrus, and she wants to play guitar. So I got her a guitar last Christmas.
Wow.
She's not taking any lesson, but she's just playing here and there. She can't read music, but, you know, she's just playing with it. And then I'm just letting her play with it without pushing her or making her learn it.
Yeah. How long has she been practicing now?
Since last Christmas, so almost 8-9 months now.
Uh-huh. Wow.
She doesn't play yet. She doesn't play or practice every day. She doesn't play with it every day, but like every time she kind of feels like, oh, I just want to play guitar, and she just started to pick it up and play with it.
Oh, wow.
So it sounds, yeah, it sounds terrible.
Well,
it sounds terrible, but, you know, of course, she can't read the music. She doesn't know how the chorus works and everything yet. But, you know, I just don't want to pressure her or anything, so I just let her do what she wants to do.
Right, right. So that's great that she's learning guitar, and maybe she can learn piano and all the other instruments, because that's going to make her a better person, because it's a lot of discipline. It's a lot of discipline, and if you could go through that, it might sound terrible now, because with my mom, when I first started, it was sounding terrible. But we have to kind of like weather through the storm. My daughter is playing the piano now.
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier in our conversation on the phone, that she doesn't sound that well. She doesn't sound that great right now. But I know in time she'll get better, and she'll be able to make beautiful music.
Right.
Go ahead.
She's 10.
That's the same age as my daughter. My daughter's 10 also. So,
okay.
How long did it take you to acquire your music collection?
What is that?
You said you had 5,000 CDs or more. How long did that
take?
Ever since
CD was invented, I should say.
Wow.
But I pretty much receive about, gosh, I probably receive like 50 CDs a month. I do, you know, every time that they release Japanese, they release album here in Japan, they will have lyric translations and a Japanese liner notes, and I do write both. So I get the sample CDs from the labels, and I, of course, like to buy a lot of music myself, so I probably, you know, get about 50 to 100 a month sometimes.
And you as a parent, What music do you like? Like, what is some of your, could I ask you, like, you don't have to go into detail, I just want to know a couple of your, what you like, what genre of music do you like? Just your favorite artist, like, what artist?
Well, genre of music, I listen to R&B, soul music. That's my favorite genre of music.
Do you have Do you have a favorite artist that you would like your child to listen to when she grows up, or is it somebody that you really, really like that you're hoping that she would love to listen to as she develops?
Well, Donny Hathaway is one. My daughter doesn't find it interested yet, but, you know, Donny Hathaway is kind of deep, so. I love Joe, and I work with Joe as well, and my daughter has met him as well, so she feels familiar with Joe.
Okay.
More, so she listens to Joe all the time.
No, that's wonderful. Joe is a wonderful artist, and I like to say that Joe is a safe artist that your kid can listen to, even in the States here. You know, there's this artist that's very safe. That's a safe artist, and I think Joe's wonderful, and Donny Hathaway is a safe artist also. I love him. So
definitely.
Do you play a lot of Donny Hathaway around the house while she's walking around the house playing with her toys or doing her homework? She hears a lot of Donny Hathaway, right?
No. I mean, she always tells me, you know, can you change this to something else every time I play around her? So what do I have to? I don't know. I think that voice sounds too old for her.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's not about the actual music, or it's not about what he's singing about. It's about that tone of his voice that's too old for her.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's how she connects.
Okay. Well, does she listen to Justin Bieber? Does she listen to him?
Justin Bieber, you know, surprisingly, she doesn't find it very interested in Justin Bieber, even though she's heard him before. She's more into Jonas Brothers now. So.
Okay. So is it more about the cultural and the time? And it's like, has Bieber mania not hit Japan yet? Or is it just not in your household?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What was it saying?
I was saying is it a cultural thing or just your household that Justin Bieber hasn't hit Japan yet?
It's just my household, I would say, because Justin Bieber is very popular in Japan. And he's been here a lot of times, and he's been on TVs, and my friend, who also in the music business, and her daughter loves Justin Bieber, so I think it's just her. My daughter doesn't really find him attractive in a way.
And that's how it goes. It's like, that's one big reason why we do this show, to understand everyone's interests on the level of parents and children and where it comes together. Like, you know, one thing that Jay and I were talking about before you came in was technology. Does your daughter listen to any, I mean, since you have a lot of CDs in where you are, like, does your daughter listen to anything online? Like, does she have an MP3? Oh, wait, actually, I think you mentioned that. Like, Does she
even know
what a record is?
Yes, I do have vinyls in my living room, so she knows what the vinyl is, and I play for her as well. Most of them are jazz, so you know that she it just tells me, like, I don't want to listen to this right now. I have to cut it, but She doesn't understand what the record is. She doesn't understand what the CD is.
Wow. It's just...
I think she knows more about music. I'm sorry. I think she knows more about the music and the CDs and vinyls and how to take care of the vinyl as well.
Wow.
Who,
say no.
Who are some of the
even as a baby, she never banged it or touched it, actually.
Wow.
I was going to ask her, Ian, are there some young Japanese artists that you could share with our listening audience that the kids are listening to over there? Could you share a couple of names?
Yes. I think it's the same in the States as well, and especially in R&B music, but the females are very strong right now. And there are artists, especially that I love myself. I don't listen to a lot of Japanese music because it's very different. And then actually it's more about the looks than the talent of your singing. So that's the cultural background. But among all those people, that there are a couple artists like Juju, J-U-J-U, Juju. She's really great. She's very soulful, even though she sings pop music because that's the kind of music that sells right now, of course, but she's very soulful. And there are a few Japanese male artists that are coming out and who is also a great dancer as well, like Daichi Miura, Jade. And what's really popular right now is sort of like NSYNC or Backstreet Boy used to be like before, back in the day. It's a male vocal groups out there, such as EXILE and Arashi and SMAP, and those idol kind of groups are out and they're popular.
Okay. That's good. That's good. And are CD sales up over there for kids? Are the kids are buying CDs or are they doing downloads? And what are the kids doing over there?
No, it's more. They're going for mobile downloads.
Mobile.
Okay.
iTunes isn't popular as in the States here. And they a lot of young kids download music on their phone. So we have a lot of mobile music website, application or site that you can just go to from your phone and just download it and make it as your ringtone. Also, you can listen to on your phone.
And that's interesting because that's what the States are turning to. A lot of websites are going mobile because your websites now have to be converted to our listening audience to have mobile capabilities. A lot of phones, you can't really view the websites unless they're mobile. So a lot of websites, and the technology is changing, even here in the States, they're going mobile. So to view these great download sites on your phones, that's great that you brought that up because that's what they're doing now. To our listening audience, if you're not familiar,
right? I think that U.S. mobile, I think U.S. took that from here because the mobile download has been very successful for the past 5 years, I would say.
5 years.
Nobody buys CDs anymore.
Wow. So here's a question: when people buy music on their mobile devices and ringtones, can they be when they get a new phone? Can the music be transferred to it, or do they need to buy it all over again?
You have to, well, I think it just depends what kind of phone you have, but I understand that you can actually download into SD card, and that way that you can actually transfer to your PC if you want to, but I think there is a limit how many times you can download. And also that most of the people actually don't even think about transferring to any other format. They just listen to on your phone.
So it's disposable music. So it's like once the phone's gone, perhaps the music, perhaps what they download isn't popular anymore. So their ownership of the music ends with their ownership of the phone. They go on to a new phone.
If you save it on your SD card on your phone. I don't know if you guys can get the SD card on your phone.
We have SD cards here. I mean, it obviously depends on the...
Okay, device. Yeah. If you download it on your phone and save it on an SD card, and if you change your phone, you can actually use the old SD card in the new phone so you can listen to the music. But if you only download it on your phone for, let's say, ringtone, it will all erase if you will change the phone. So you will actually have to download it again if you like that music. But most of the people don't even, repeat the same song, especially if it's like 6 months old. They would just go on to new songs. They would just download the new songs, and they will be happy about it. What's popular? They just download what's popular right now.
Right. Today it might be Lady Gaga. Tomorrow it might be someone else.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, and
exactly.
Yeah, a lot of times too, Ian. My friends, when they turn their phone in to the Sprint provider, those things can be transferred by your services, for your carrier. So if you ask, so you can get some of that data transferred here in the States. I noticed a lady was in line in front of me, and she wanted all her MP3s to be transferred in her pictures, in her media.
Uh-huh.
And you can sometimes, if you have the right carrier, you can use AT&T or Sprint or Verizon. They will do that service for a charge for you.
Well, actually not here. They will transfer the address, phone numbers, and the saved data, like that kind of stuff, but not the music, I don't think. You would have to download it again, basically.
So in other words, when you upgrade there, they just take your phone away from you and they keep all your music.
Yeah, true. I mean, definitely. Yeah, that's true. But another thing is that a lot of people actually save old phones, too. Even they buy a new phone, they just keep the old phone with them. Especially a lot of people are being sensitive about that personal information.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people actually keep the old phone, so a lot of people have like 2-3 phones at home sitting there.
But my question,
so maybe they just listen to the old phone.
Now, my question is, does your daughter have a phone? And do the kids in Japan have phones where they can listen to music on their phones? It's like in the States, the kids here, the parents tend to give them phones at 10 to 14 years old, and they carry phones to school. Is that the culture in Japan?
Well, actually, the phone is not allowed in school.
Okay.
I'm not sure about high school, but up to junior high, which is... 6, 7, 8. Until 9th grade, you are not allowed to bring your phone.
Okay.
And they even search your bag for that.
Or
sometimes.
iPod. You can't bring an iPod or MP3. Or
iPod. Nope.
Wow.
Nothing like that.
Okay.
Wow. Nothing like that at school. So it's all about after school. And even
school.
For kids, actually, here in Japan, we have a kids phone. So parents actually can control what's available for your kid for a kid's phone.
Okay.
They can only dial in for registered 3 numbers only, or you can actually receive only the numbers that is saved in address and all kinds of restrictions on the kid's phone. So we do still have a control over what your child or what your children use with their phones.
So you can monitor pretty
uh-huh.
much everything.
Yeah, I can monitor and even GPS, that you can actually set it as that you can monitor where your child is. And if that child moved to a different location, you get an email saying that she moved to this spot from here at certain times.
Right. Can you monitor what they download, like the music that they download? Okay. So that's one.
Yeah, definitely. They will at least ask you to make sure to talk to your parent before you download or something. Of course, you know, depends on the household, how they control what their children listen to. But at the same time, I just started to have my daughter carry her phone only because, you know, because we're single mother household and she needs to be reached whenever I'm out working. And having her phone only be able to download anything before 8 o'clock at night. She won't be able to even use the phone after 8.
Mm-hmm.
Because I automatically locked it.
Right.
And she won't be able to use it until 7 in the morning.
So in other words, you know, I would say the phone is now the new record player. It's also the new 8-track player. It's also the new CD player. So the phone is not just a phone anymore. And parents have to be careful because you must monitor the phone now. Phone must be monitored.
Yep.
But your kid is listening. Your kid is being promoted by various record companies on their phone. So you got to pay attention. So we want to make sure that parents know that this new age, this new digital technology age, the kids are now walking around with music players.
Mm-hmm.
And they must monitor what their kids
do.
Don't let your kid walk around freely and just listen to whatever they would like to. At some point, you must take
your
phone.
And even the...
Oh. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Right. And even the website that they can go to on the phone.
Right. Even the website.
Right. So, I mean, I don't... Yeah, the no website. Actually, my daughter's phone cannot go to YouTube or any other regular website. That phone only can see sort of Yahoo Kids type of website only on her phone.
Now, here's my question. Do other parents have lighter restrictions on that, or is the type of phone that your daughter has generally what all her friends have?
Well, that type of the phone is the kind of phone that usually the grade school kids have, but at the same time, it really depends on the parent. Some parents only just want, you know, give their children what the children want, and they don't really monitor anything. So I can't really speak for every parent here or, you know, everybody what they're doing, because a lot of people don't really care about what your children watch or listen to. But some people are really strict, and actually I really hesitated to give my daughter a phone at the age of 10 myself. I didn't really want to, but I had to do that during this summer break that she was away for more than 3 weeks. So that was the only reason that I gave her the phone. If it didn't happen, that I wouldn't probably give her the phone till maybe she is in the 7th grade or 8th.
So that's interesting. So I like to say this, Ian, also to pose the question to our audience: should parents go through their child's MP3 player? I don't know. That might be a topic for the next show. But that, your parents,
the baby.
Right, yeah. Definitely. I mean, I would say, though, that I would not just sneak in and monitor the phone. I would actually, you know, listen or watch what she has on her phone with her.
Mm-hmm.
That way that, you know, the trust between the mother and the child should not be violated because of you are scared of what your child is listening to. But at
right.
the same time, you know, you have to give your child a little freedom of expressing what, you know, what she or he likes as well. So I think that would be the best way to communicate with your child as well. I would actually look at it that way.
You look at it that way. So you don't believe that you should sneak in and listen to the child's music. You would want to share with her to teach her responsibility so she would know that you trust her and to build that trust up.
Mhm.
Yeah. So that's a topic, Ian, because some parents, you know.
Absolutely, parents.
It really depends on the parents and how the parents think about the parenting, and I really think it depends, but that's my view, my personal view.
Excellent. All right, everyone, we are now running out of time. Chata, thank you for joining us today and just sharing us with the unique world as a parent, as a kid, and also from the international aspect. I feel like I've definitely learned a lot today. And Jay and Tana, do you have any final thoughts before we go?
Well, it's just wonderful coming from San Francisco and Tokyo and you in New York. I'm having a great time with you visiting the Bay Area. And our final thought is, I would say, we should talk about parents trusting their kids with their MP3 players. And like I said, at the end of the conversation was, should parents dig into the MP3 players and find out what their kids are listening to without the kids' consent? And what role would that play in the kids' psyche? Is that something that should be done or should?
Excellent. And that's what we will have next time here on Parents Kids.
Here's some wind. All right. Once again, I'd like to thank Kata for joining us from Japan. And
thank you
very much. And you have an excellent evening, since I know it's late there. It's about 8 a.m. here on the West Coast and about 11 a.m. in New York. So we're going to leave everyone, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.